quality of life is something we all hope will be strong for ourselves. Here's a strange thing. It's an idea we too often wait until adulthood to either measure or address. So is the absence of a strong adult life brought about because the needed building blocks were overlooked earlier in that life? My next guest is here with the findings of a report on the times when those building blocks need to be used to create a strong foundation for later in that life. A report by the Annie Casey Foundation is called Race for Results, Building a Pathway to Opportunity for All Children. She's Kids Count Coordinator for Advocates for Children of New Jersey. Alina Siddiqui, how are you today, Alina?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you here. Talk about a very important report for a variety of reasons that we'll get into. Let me give you a couple of websites. ACNJ, that's the website for the Advocate for Children of New Jersey. You can also get a link to the report that we're referencing here. We also have it on our homepage. Learn more about the Annie Casey Foundation. Again, we have it on our homepage. It's acef.org. So, again, it's called Race for Results, Building a Pathway to Opportunity for All Children. What is the goal? What's the purpose of this report?
So the purpose of this report is really just to illustrate the well-being of children living in the U.S. The Annie Casey Foundation does this by focusing on 12 different indicators, and the data is broken down by race, ethnicity, and some indicators even have data for immigrant families as well. So it's really interesting how they're not only does the data show how diverse the United States is in terms of its demographics, but also just how experiences can vary depending on where a child lives.
Just give you a fast overview, too. It looks at early childhood and a couple of classifications, like normal birth weight at the time of birth, as an example. Early work education, as far as proficiency, and who are youth who are in school and or working. Family resources are looked at, addressed, as far as childbearing and children who live with two-parent families. Neighborhood context, that's part of the equation, too, with children who live in low-poverty areas. And altogether, it's a score of 0 to 1,000 as far as state-by-state is concerned. As far as New Jersey generally, how did we show up in this report?
So New Jersey actually did pretty well compared to the United States as a whole. We have some of the highest index numbers and index scores across racial and ethnic groups. I do want to note that while New Jersey is doing well nationally, it's so important for us to just look at this data and think about how we can address the disparities that are present in our state and how we can really help all children thrive.
We were talking off the air before we came on, and I mentioned to Alina, it's always great to see a positive number, especially with New Jersey. When you make up lists, we're usually on the bottom of most lists, but that's a quantifiable difference here. However, if you look at, let's just say, look at this number. In 2022, 38% of New Jersey's fourth graders scored at or above proficiency in reading. Now, if you break that number down, it's 68% of fourth graders who are non-Hispanic Asian Pacific Islanders. They scored at that high number, while only 19% of non-Hispanic, Black, or African-American fourth graders are proficient. So you can look at an overall number of 38%, a high demographic number with non-Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islanders at 68%, and Black or African-American fourth graders at 19%. That shows in a single issue, just that one issue out of the dozen, that you can have some good news and bad news.
Exactly, yeah. It really shows how, it's really so important that we have this data broken down, because, seeing the 38% of total New Jersey fourth graders, that number is already pretty low. But then, breaking it down, we see that, we do have to help some, groups more.
If you look at the report, too, and it sounds like it's heavy-duty statistics, but the way the report's organized and presented, it's really easy to understand and clarifies what could be confusing to some people. Just on one, that first table, which is page 7, that has the race for results index indicators, which shows which categories had improved, and this is nationally, improved, worsened, unchanged, or unable to compare for specific reasons. The troubling thing in this chart was the early childhood categories, babies born at normal birth weight, and children ages 3 to 5 enrolled in nursery school, preschool, or kindergarten. Those numbers from this report compared to the previous report by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, those numbers across the board worsened. And we just had Governor Murphy in his State of the State address put out the call again. This isn't one of those historic calls where it's the call keeps being made, but no one wants to answer, of universal pre-K, which sounds like it would address one of those areas concerned among early childhood. We are talking about an interesting report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation regarding various aspects of early times of building blocks called Race for Results, Building a Pathway to Opportunity for All Children. Then help us with this, guiding a tour through this report, talking with Alina Siddiqui from Kids Count Coordinator, Advocates for Children of New Jersey, ACNJ.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What other standout stat came to your attention that you see as something that might be a easier way to address than what we've been doing in the most recent times? I mean, for example, I mentioned as far as prenatal health care, is that something that we should be looking at in a greater level? Is it a matter of, with the economy for families, more tax credits? And, I mean, it's great to be able to say that, oh, we don't have to pay income tax because we're low-income families. Okay, well, that means money's staying in your pocket, but you still don't have enough money to care for your kids, care for yourself, and, you know, make a meaningful, significant life for your family.
I think the main thing we really want to address is just how we just want to address these disparities, because we really want, like, all kids in New Jersey to get a fair shot at opportunities. And this means, like, starting from the beginning. So, like, this means, like, access to quality maternal and infant health services. We want to ensure that working families have access to nurturing early learning environments. In terms of the federal and state tax credit, they have made a meaningful difference for many families. The Census Bureau, they actually surveyed parents to find out how they had used the child tax credit, and Rutgers researchers had found that the majority of the money was going to basics like food, clothing, and savings. And really, like, we're even seeing that, like, in 2023, the credit amounts have doubled to up to $1,000 for each dependent child who is 5 or younger under the child tax credit in New Jersey. Last year, for 2022, it was up to $500. So that is a positive.
Find out more with this report, because it holds a whole wealth of material, not just for New Jersey, but for wherever you are, if you're listening on the stream, with early childhood, as well as the overall findings, going through education and early work experiences, surprising family resources, and in a surprisingly concise way, it'll help you understand what the influences are that have to be contended with, not just the problem that results from the influences of a surrounding area. And it also brings about the idea of solutions and steps that can be taken, not should be, not might be able to be, but can be taken, that unfortunately too many of those in elected leadership like to overlook or think are impossible, when truthfully they're not. Again, we have it linked at our homepage as well, but it's a report that's really informative for you as a citizen, a resident, a parent, as well as those in any sort of public office, as far as what your role and responsibility is in addressing this issue. It is called Race for Results, Building a Pathway to Opportunity for All Children. And guiding us through this report is the Kids Count Coordinator for Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Alina Siddiqui. Alina, thank you so much for helping us understand and bringing to our attention what this information holds for us. It's going to be very useful, and I think will resonate with a lot of people. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.